Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Welcome back to another edition of Issues in Education. Mondays during the Noon Report, we spotlight the important issues that matter most to our public schooling families with the good doctor, Ralph Kerr, at the Teaching and Learning Institute. Well, Ralph, here we are about a month into this new normal when it comes to public homeschooling. All of us are homeschooling now. Some parents really have settled into this routine, and there are others, like myself, ready to rip my hair out. Give us some guidance, sir, as far as we know in Pennsylvania that there's no school till fall, the governor making that announcement last week. But what about New York State? That's still a question mark.
Well, New York State is really a question mark. Last week, the mayor of New York said all schools in New York are going to be closed for the remainder of the academic year. And immediately, Governor Cuomo said, no, that's my decision, and you don't have the authority to make that. That decision, I think, will be confirmed within the next few days, I would guess. The governor seems to think that he'd like to coordinate that with Pennsylvania and the other states that surround us.
Yeah.
But as you said, Pennsylvania's already made the decision. They're done for the rest of the school year.
Yeah, and they've canceled the Regents exams in New York. So there are some educators who kind of see the writing on the wall here. It's been pushed back a couple times, the governor only going a couple weeks out each time and making that determination. So parents are starting to get frustrated. Some really have no problems. Others, I'm getting calls from parents who say that their kids have their days and nights mixed up now, and there's nobody really taking part in the online learning. Give our parents a little guidance here as to what they should do if they have to do this right through spring and the end of the academic year.
Well, that's a really tough question. As you said, some parents are able to handle it quite well. Others that are trying to balance working from home because that's what they've been required to do by their employer and still provide education for their children are really up against it. It's just a remarkable time that we're living in right now.
Yeah.
And I think basically all I can say is that, you know, do the best you can. And we're really in a survival mode, I think, in many homes.
Yeah, my wife's a school teacher. We were taking a walk the other day, and she said the history books years from now will call these the COVID-19 kids and this class of 2020. We're living history. We're all living it. And those kids especially. So the class of 2020, we mentioned the Regents exams canceled. If the graduation ceremonies are canceled in New York, what happens then? Do the diplomas get mailed to the students? How does that all work?
Well, right now, some of that is up in the air, but it appears to be the case that the diplomas would be mailed to the students, that the graduation would actually be determined by their class marks at the time. And, of course, there's some thought about based on their participation, and that's going to be really iffy if it ends up that for 3 months, your participation has been dependent on whether you really are attending class online or not.
Yeah, and most teachers are pretty good about making themselves available during this time. If you've got any questions about what you should be doing, feel free to call or email. That's a big one. You know, you can always email the teacher, and because a lot of folks have questions as far as what they need to be taking care of. You know, I think of, you know, English language arts not as important, but if you're a math student, you can't, you know, go to the next step until you've learned, you know, some of the steps prior to that. And that seems like a real big mountain to climb if there is no school till fall.
Well, that's true. There's going to be a lot of not necessarily remediation, but teaching of what should have been taught last semester when if schools open up in the fall. And I would just say this to parents, if you have not been contacted by your teacher or your school, please call the school, because I know there are some schools that are having difficulty getting a hold of the parents. Either they're not available by phone or online, because that's a big concern also.
Yeah.
So if you haven't been contacted, please call your school. There is somebody at the school, at least one person, on a regular basis, and they'd like to be in touch with you, that's for sure.
And then one final issue, because this is a big issue, is that school budget day in New York. That's been pushed back. What's the latest on that, Ralph?
Well, the whole budget thing is really, it's unbelievable. Again, in very unusual times we live in, the state did pass their budget, and most schools got small increases. That's what the state claimed. Some of the schools are claiming otherwise. But there was a great caveat on the end of that, and that was to say that the income piece for the state will be examined as things go along in the new budget. And if there are huge losses, then schools can look forward to having their aid cut back. Mm. And that just puts us in never, never land. And it's going to be an ongoing concern. I don't know how in the world a school can prepare a budget for an uncertain amount of state aid, for sure, and on an uncertain date when the budget is supposed to be approved. I mean, again, going back to what you said, we are in unprecedented times.
Well, these are definitely strange days, Ralph, and I'm sure there's a lot of parents out there with questions about the way forward a month in here to this new normal. Where can folks check you out if they have questions?
They can simply check us out at yrun.org.